I'm joined today by Lewis Howes, who's not only co-author of the book Link Working, but who is also a previous two-sport collegiate All-American, the NCAA All-Division record holder for most receiving yards in a single football game with 418 yards. Founder of Sports Executives Association and SportsNetworker.com, a public speaker, a consultant, an inventor, and one of the most talented folks who I've ever come across, and one of the many talented professionals who will be presenting at the upcoming event, Summit Up, a social media confab, October 20th at Wright State University in Dayton. Lewis, how you doing?
Hey, doing good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. I'm so glad that you could take a couple minutes out of your very busy schedule to join me today and share a little bit of your wisdom with us.
Absolutely.
Well, Summit Up is coming up. It's a little less than a month away. What can people who attend the event expect to learn out of your keynote specifically?
Well, I think I'm mostly going to talk about LinkedIn and how to maximize it to achieve your professional goals. So a lot of people have different goals, whether they work for a company or they own their own business or they're entrepreneurs, whatever it may be. And I'm pretty much going to cover the main things and why it's one of the most powerful networks on the web right now, how to make it work for you so it's more viral to get your message out there, and how to attract new opportunities for whatever your goals are. I'm going to help you try to attract those new opportunities to achieve those goals. So that's the main thing you're going to get out of my speech.
Okay. Well, what are some of the key takeaways people will get, some things that they might immediately be able to do or take away and understand after seeing your presentation?
Sure. I mean, you know, as funny as it is, you really got to start with the basics when it comes to LinkedIn. You got to lay the foundation. A lot of people want to get into the advanced stuff right away, and they want to try to utilize the advanced applications and really get involved in groups and use the advanced platform to get a lot of people to their events. But really, I tell people they got to start with their entire profile, their summary, their headline, their website titles, and make them as compelling, value-driven as possible before they even go on with adding more connections or trying to like achieve their goals, because it really comes down to having a solid foundation, a solid platform first before you can start promoting anything or connecting with people. So I'm going to teach them about how they can really lay that foundation initially, and then also what the top tools I think are on LinkedIn to help them achieve their goals, whether it be, you know, creating the groups, being found as the number one expert in your industry for certain keywords and different things like that. So,
and how do tools like LinkedIn or Facebook, and Facebook certainly has exploded and is growing in popularity in its application for business uses, how do these tools change traditional networking?
Another resource to connect with people. You know, traditional networking, in my book, I actually talk about traditional networking, and then I talk about how to apply that same traditional principles to using LinkedIn. It's nothing different than actually meeting people face-to-face. You want to ask people first how you can help them as opposed to asking them how they can help you. You want to first really engage with those individuals, provide value, make introductions for them, try to connect them with other people that where you see could help them achieve their goals. That's the same principles you do in traditional networking. You want to apply those same things, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, it doesn't matter. You want to apply that the same way you would face-to-face at a networking event or with your friends or people you meet. That's the same way you do it on LinkedIn. And, you know, just like people ask me, well, how do I get recommendations on my LinkedIn profile? You know, what do I have to ask a lot of people? What do I really need to do? And I say, if you want to get some recommendations or if you want to receive something, you really need to give first. When I first started getting on LinkedIn, I gave a lot of recommendations to people because I really wanted to give first without asking for anything in return. And the more I did that, you know, like 70% of the people that I would recommend, they would start giving me them in return as well, recommending me without me having to ask for them. And then even they would connect me with other people because they're really appreciative of me giving first. And that principle of reciprocity, you typically want to give back in return once you give them something up front. So really connecting people, you know, just providing as much value as possible. There's nothing different than applying the offline, I guess, rules of networking to the online rules.
Yeah, and it's really just an extension of human behavior, basically.
Exactly. I mean, the only thing I guess different is that you can the only thing that's different between LinkedIn and networking in the offline world is you can see who people are connected to because they tell you how they're connected to individuals on a second and third degree basis. So it allows you to actually reach out to them more and say, hey, I know you, you know three of my same friends. I'd love to connect or chat sometime. Or is there a way I can connect with more people that I already know? It just allows you to have more tools than you have in the real world, I guess, to connect with people and see how you're connected.
Well, I asked, I put a question out on Twitter and asked, I told some folks that I was going to be doing a podcast with you, and one Twitter user replied, at the next wave, would like to know, in your opinion, just how much serious networking can a person do on LinkedIn without paying for it? So what can you get out of the free version?
Sure. You know, I've never paid LinkedIn a dime except for my time, and I guess the time generates them revenue from the advertisements they have on their site, so... but I've been on there for over 2 years. I haven't paid a dime, never paid for a paid profile, and I've probably generated like 80% of my business or opportunities come from a connection or some type of action I take on LinkedIn. And it's extremely powerful. You don't need to pay for something. If you're a recruiter, it kind of makes sense, I guess, but really I don't see a reason for anyone to have to pay for a profile because you can get a lot of the different features for free that they have out of it as well. And it's extremely powerful. You just got to learn how to really use the system the correct way to get what you need out of it. And again, it comes back down to laying the foundation, figuring out what your goals are in general in your life and your business. You got to figure out what your goals are. Once you figure that out, you take a plan of attack. You start using it effectively to achieve those goals. But you don't need to pay for a profile. I recommend just using the free version.
Well, I know you wrote the book Linked Working, and I wanted to see if you could describe the experience of writing a book that to many is sort of a goal that never gets done. So I always think it's impressive when I talk to somebody that's actually accomplished the goal of writing a book. So what was that like?
It was a challenge for sure. I was never a great student or a great writer, you know, in school. I was always like average. But I was blessed to have a co-author who had written books before and extremely intelligent, been around the block, he's got a lot of experience. So he was able to kind of help guide me and just told me what to write, basically. And I would do my thing, write about my expertise. He would write about his expertise. And then we got an editor, obviously, to kind of edit all of it together at the end and a proofreader, things like that. So it took about 10 months from start to finish. And my book is only... I think it's like 110 pages. So it's really not a long book in most business marketing books, I guess. But it's, it took a lot of time. It was emotionally draining, it's physically draining, staying up all night trying to figure out the best way to say something, things like that, and doing the research. And we also interviewed 10 different individuals in the book, and they have, they share kind of their successes and their case studies. So it took even longer, actually, because I had to email all these individuals, get responses from them, formulate it into what I was talking about, and make it fit. So it was a challenge for Save, but it was definitely been extremely rewarding, and I highly recommend if anyone's thinking about writing a book that they do it and they just take action. It doesn't need to be perfect, I don't think, but it gives you a bigger platform to express what you have to say and hopefully help you achieve some of your goals better.
Well, something a lot of people also dream about is playing professional football. So since you've done both, which was more challenging?
I mean, I want to say the book, but to be honest, playing professional sports is like a whole other game than playing amateur sports. The business, it's like there's so many mental and emotional challenges and physical challenges that you have to deal with every day. And the book was like a piece of cake compared to playing football, professional football, because you're not stressed out every second of every day to lose your job or to break your neck or, to lose a game. There's like just lots of different pressures, stresses, and the book, I didn't have that pressure or the stress as much. It was just the pressure that I put on myself to finish it and do a good job. But it didn't like depend on my life, if I like slipped up or didn't run the right route, depending on if I got my ribs broken or my head taken off by a linebacker or something. So
yeah, that grammatical error not quite nearly as daunting as having to come across the middle and catch the slant.
Exactly.
Potentially get tattooed.
I had to play with a broken wrist my whole rookie season in arena football. I had to play with a broken wrist and just dealing with a broken anything without having to play anything is hard enough, but dealing with it when you have the stress and the pressure of losing your job every week is not fun, so.
Ugh. Well, with regards to summing up, not only are you speaking, but there are a lot of other people at the event as well presenting, so A, you're a presenter, but B, you're going to be an attendee as well. So who are you excited about seeing at the event?
Yeah, I'm excited about really everyone, but there's a couple of people that I, you know, really respect and value their decision-making and their experiences and their what they have to say, and that's probably Artie Isaac and Chris Brogan. You know, I've heard Artie speak one time, and he just knows how to captivate an audience, and I guess from a speaker standpoint, I like watching him and trying to learn about like techniques and how he does it and how he engages people so well. But he tells great stories. He's got a lot of good value with his stories, so you learn a lot from him. And then Chris, I think I've heard him speak like 3 or 4 times, and I've actually introduced him for one of his speeches before. And I learn something every time. You know, you think you're going to hear the same stuff, but he's always got a new story, always got a new point of view, and he's so forward-thinking that he tells you something about like the future that's going to happen that you had no clue would happen. So it's like really cool to always hear him, and he makes everyone laugh. So it's just like entertaining, it's fun, and he's smart, and you always learn something new. So I'm definitely not going to miss those two, and I'm really looking forward to everyone else as well.
Excellent. Well, hey, I want to thank you so much for your time today, Lewis. I'm really excited to see you here in Dayton in October, and wish you the best between now and then, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. It's going to be a ton of fun. I'm looking forward to it.